Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NL Live Radio. Tonight I'm waiting for the guest to call in. She, you know, life gets in the way of life, and that's all there is. And, you know, you just got to go forward, and you never know what happens in a period of time. But something I really want to talk about until she shows up is the way we look at our lives. And something I've really expanded into, well, actually today, is sibling rivalry. How is sibling rivalries actually ingrained in our subconscious mind and create the competition and actually a low self-esteem, a big self-esteem, or just many different things? How does that happen? And how does that always do what everything does? And see, that's something I really expanded into. And it's not only that. It's kind of how it straps the crap inside of us, so we wrap up ourselves around what's going on and we think everybody, and it really lowers the self-esteem. It's something I've really become to understand. It really, really embellishes a low self-esteem. And that is something that we really have to expand into, because that low self-esteem, it just overtakes us in many different ways. And something I really realized in my own life is, you know, when I was growing up, my parents come out of the 30s, and am I ever glad that that is what is going on? Because I ingrained a toughness, but yet it ingrained a way you had to be tougher and also make yourself stand up to things, and you really couldn't go to them because they had a mentality you had to be strong enough. There was times you needed to talk to them, and, you know, in a way that was good. In another way, it's kind of set me up for this. So here's something I really had to open up to and do. I had to expand through life and really engage in a whole new way of doing life. And it really embellished a different insight in me once I opened my eyes to realize today that ingrained a civil rivalry. But how did your brothers and sisters talk to you? And you know, there were supposed to be people that loved you, and you know, I had some that said some bad things, and I was 4 years younger than my older brothers, and that's not fair until I growed up. But it really ingrained things, because there was things that happened in my life and I got used to things being taken away from me because different things have happened. And I learned it. I didn't understand it till today, but it really, really ingrained something that I always had to give away and be helpful rather than stand up and say that's mine. And that's what wealth and success is in the world. It's really waiting for you to stand up and say, that's mine. Let's live the life we choose, and let's expand out of what we don't know, and let's go with the flow of what we should go with. Because it's really about embellishing a whole new life for yourself. And when you realize sibling abuse and sibling rivalries actually cause a low self-esteem and many different things in your life. And it's really expanded me into understanding, yeah, life does get in the way of life. And it really did ingrain a want to help everybody. And if I sacrificed, it's okay for somebody else. And that was a lie I told myself. Because it's really about standing up for yourself and accepting, well, that was that, now is now. The wealth and success, your business, That's about you standing up and opening up a prowess to really expand your wisdom and to do what you choose to do. And that's something that you really have to get into in your life, because you can't be a paycheck puppet and really expand your life. It's okay to work for somebody until you get all your ducks in a row. But the thing I've learned most in my deal is learn as much as you can before you step out. And also, use it. And for me, it's okay to pay the bills with a job, because I've been working as an electrician. But I also learned today that I was addicted to that paycheck and to the steadiness of it. And yes, we do make pretty good money, but here's the thing. How is that money my limitation? That's what I really had to expand into today. And I did expand into that, out of that, into realizing my books, my CDs, my hypnotherapy. I actually expanded into being able to help people to move out of being a paycheck puppet and let that paycheck control their life. And is it going to take me more time? Yeah. But I have to be truly honest to admit what is going on in my life. Because, see, most people try to fake it till they make it. But you got to fake it until you make it to the subconscious. But you also got to also go to your moral and ethical values, because you can't do it in a disingenuous way and think you're going to expand into it. It's really about engaging that inner sage to really embellish your life. And that is something I'm being honest with myself, and I'm really stepping forward into doing what I have to do to expand my life. As I free my inner self, I free the world to live my higher desires. But, you know, one thing I'm not afraid of now is engaging in wisdom and allowing other people to expand my wisdom and share my wisdom with them, because it's okay to understand that you can't do it by yourself, because the wisdom to expand yourself is in another place. So I allowed that to go away and allowed myself to accept right where I've been and right where I'm going in life. And the thing I really understand and more than anything about this whole journey is nobody understands what's going on in the world right now. We can all think we do, but we really, really can't. And as we do this, we can't just sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. And that's what I thought, and I caught myself at this. I caught myself thinking the radio show, the books, and people get to know me and they read the books, would just do everything for me. But that's not true. What's really true is me expanding my desire desires and really opening up to a new life. And that's what I really am doing with life right now. And it was really a fascinating deal. And I also learned out how all my self-indulgence and my pity pattern, that was poisoning my dreams. And, you know, and it's okay to have all these challenges in life and do this, because not everybody can do what you're going to do or enjoy what you can do. It's about me stepping in and realizing that was all ingrained stuff for me to move forward. Because I am the only one that can expand my life and really move forward. And as I do that, life really becomes more engaging and more entertaining. And everything, is really good. And I'm really starting to enjoy this because I allowed things that weren't even in my life to be taken over my life. And that is something that I didn't ever believe would happen. You know, I didn't think, so what, my brothers and sisters and everybody said this to me? And so what? They said this and said that, and I bought into this and I bought into that. And that's what we did. And, you know, the things that were said to us when we was very small between the womb and five that we didn't let anybody know that ingrained an imprint, but it did. And that's something I really didn't know would be happening to me. And that is something I never thought would be something I would do. But I did. And you know, it doesn't matter today because I expanded out of it. And, you know, that's the thing. It's got to be willing to let go. And here's something I really understand now. You can only say goodbye one time. You let it go one time. You expand out of it one time. Then you start saying hello, and I expanded into this, and I energized this. You only want to talk about what's leaving one time, and then you have to really start ingraining a new imprint of your sire desires to live your sire desires. And do what you choose to do because you're the only one that can do it. But as people look, as I look into this, and I really started unpunctuate and talking, writing all my stuff in first person, and that's when I really started expanding because I my subconscious mind does not know who you is. Who's you? And as you ask yourself that, you really start understanding that. And how is punctuation actually a control? The person doing the writing actually wants you to think like them and do like them. And that's something I can't believe happened. And you know, that's something that life just goes through life. And, you know, we can't let the trifle of life ruin our strife in life, our striving in life. Because we let the trials and tribulations win, we lose. And that's kind of where we're at in life. That's where we're really at in life, if you want to know the truth, because we're allowing everything else and we're trying to play in the bucket calf society. That's where somebody's always on a dole of the government or looking for a handout and doing this. Now, I understand trials and tribulations, but somebody's always looking for to take something away in a dishonest way in the world. We've lost our moral and ethical path, and that's where we're getting taught. And we're going to get sent back to that. And we're going to get sent back to it in a bold way. And, you know, that's okay. Because that's what's going to happen here. That's because we have the guts to do this as a society and as people. Because the people of the world are the success of the world. And that is the secret to life. We're the success of ourselves. And when you understand that, it really opens you up in another way. And as you open to that, you really start expanding in a new, bold way. It's like Martin Luther King, I had a dream. Well, all of us have dreams, and it's time for us to exercise them dreams because we all deserve the dream. And we deserve to live that sire desires and we deserve the wealth and success that we are here to have. Because the only one that can have wealth and success, and the only one that can have wealth and success in your life, unfortunately and willingly, is you. And you can have it when you let go of feeling sorry for yourself and trying to live inside what everything we've been taught. And that's something we've really been doing all of our lives, is trying to fit into somebody else's life. And really, that's what's happening today. We're trying to live inside everything we've been taught and everything we've ever done, because it takes a whole new world to live today. And I am willing to engage in that inner sage and play in a bold new way, because it's up to me to play. It isn't up to my mom. It isn't up to my dad. It isn't up to anybody. And it's time we stop blaming our parents and everybody for our way of life. It's time we step to the plate and accept the responsibility ourselves. And I had to do that this morning. It doesn't matter what happened when I was a child, only to my egotistical arrogance. And how did we allow arrogance to overcome to cover up our lack of ability to move forward? That is something I really understand. And I wrote something this morning that was very profound, and I'm going to read it and let everybody know this is kind of what's happening. Now to infinity, I graciously grasp the dream is the beginning. Dream is the beginning. Adamant action is the elevator to the penthouse. My willingness to expand in new wisdom opens the door, authorizing me to be willing to accept, appreciate the disapproval of many, sends plenty a bona fide bounty my way, allows me to play where they're afraid. As I parade my visionary valor to understand, I audaciously approve of me, greases the groove of my endless flow of lavish avalanches of fluent abundances to dance in prosperity. As my financial accounts overflow now and forever in a bold new way. And see, that's what it is. To be successful is to get the disapproval of many, because people that are afraid to dance in the light of wealth and success are going to be afraid. So how are you waiting for the approval of others to move your life forward? And that's something else I expanded into today, because I chose to stay and try to bring other people with me because I saw the path, but they were afraid to see the path, and that's okay. But you can't bring the forlorn with you that's sworn to stay the same. That is something I really expanded into today, because it's the fear of others that keeps you where they're at, because you're really trying to coax them into going to where you are. And that is something that the world has to expand out of. Some will, some won't. Who cares who's next? That was in an MLM I was. But here, that isn't the truth. Some will, some won't, but who cares? The one that's got the dare in them is me. I have to be the dare, expanding astute revelations and manifesting my sire desires, because it's up to me to live my dream, not anybody else. And some people in your life are going to leave. Some things in your life are going to leave. But there's things you never believed, understood, will be standing at your door waiting to enter. And that is something I chose to expand into today. How are you addicted to pain and wanting to stay the same? See, poverty, pain, pity me, that's an addiction of asinineness. I don't even know if asinineness is a word, but it's my word today. And that's all that matters, because we're going to play today in the fields of prosperity, because I don't really care anymore what people think, feel, or do, because it's my life. It's time to strive and arrive in the party of success, because success is when I confess my shortcomings to myself, to realize the people in the world are there to expand me out of my shortcomings. And how is that you? People are there to expand you out of your shortcomings. How does that open your life to expand in a new, bold way? That is a freedom I've always understood, but now I'm standing in the light to take flight, to first live internally, galvanizing harmony, canalizing that sassy tenacity to step out in that world and show them this is who I am, and I'm here to play for play. I'm here to play for high pay, and I will pay with a percipient, astute yes, and I will open people's eyes to fly because I encompass the guts to speak my journey and tell the world that, yes, I'm going to fail, but I'm also going to wail in success because I don't let failure be in my life. How does that work for you? How does that expand you? What really happens in your life when you can't? When you say you can't, but you really, what you're saying is you can, and that's a canonized kaputzpah, a grandizing newborn genius within you. The genius of the world you're waiting to see is the one you see in the mirror. And that is something you really have to open up and expand into. And when you can get out of the pain of change and the dauntless knot of not, you can really open your eyes to see you can win your game of life because you quit waiting for the approval. You're waiting to see the disapproval of others to show you you're going where they're afraid to go. And that's the game of success. And that's what all rich people do, is they go where the people that are afraid to go don't go. And that's where I'm going now. And, you know, it's the trust of the lust of my abilities to let go of the lust of greed, to quit being in the need. That is where life will expand and open your eyes to a new success, because you can't go when you're unwilling to let go. So when you're willing to let go one time and say hello to all your sire desires by lighting that fire of disapproval in others to stop being bothered by the others, that is the thing that I really am expanding into today. The more the disapproval, the more the approval of myself. Because how secretly are you waiting for somebody to say, yeah, you're on the right path? You want to hear somebody say, no, you can't do that. And you say, oh, yeah, you little brat, I can. Because an egotistical brat will keep you going splat in all your life. But it's when you choose to engage in that inner sage, you will be in the spree of success. And you got to let go of all that sibling stuffing that's just burping BS and holding you back, because that happened so long ago. But how do you buy in to letting somebody else tell you what to do? That's what the sibling abuse is all about. As I am free in my inner spree, I set myself free to celebrate in my canonized enlightenment, living every day, boldly reaping affluence, tantalizing everyday experiences, because I chose to allow disapproval to be my approval. And that is something that really incites a newborn wisdom within. But today is the day we play. Proudly, loudly, affluently, yes, I am here to say I love life. Because I am not searching for approval in others. I am looking for disapproval. Because the fear they smear is putting me into high gear. That is something that's galvanizing us. Epiphanies, applauding riches in my bank account. And that is where we really got to get fired up and go in the flow and Joe. Just go. You know, go and jump. It isn't the leap of faith, it's the jump of trust. Jump of trust, unleashing my lust for life, to live unorthodoxly sapient, tantalizing love. Love, that's where life is experienced, and that's where life is going. Just get that out there. Get that old arm of pumping and saying, yes, I can. It's not yes, I can. I am. the wealthiest man I know because I chose to engage that inner sage and play for pay. And that's what my books, The Flow and the Glow, Visionary Vocabulary DVD, Fear is My Friend, My Visionary I Am, Flow and the Glow CD, read by Linda Van Haver. Money is My Friend. This is all about fissuring the arrogance we've been taught for not. Because we've been taught, no, don't go over there. That's where wealth and success. Them are bad people. Well, the disapproval of society is the approval of my dream. And that is something that I really have expanded into. And I'm really, really engaging in that in my life today. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, radio show host, Reiki master. But I'm also the student of life, the master of my expanding wisdom. I'm a teacher of my journeys, and I love the trials and tribulations because that is a trailblazing titan within me, searching the world and having fun doing it. See, we go to work every day disliking life because we're afraid to step out there and say, oh, if I go out there, they may not like me the way they should. Well, that's okay. Let them not like you. Because as long as I like me, somebody else in the world will. 2 to 5% of the people are going to approve. 95% will probably disapprove. And that's okay because that's way above failing. Because if you got 95%, you're being in the herd. Because you're doing what society tells you. And you know, the thing is you can't be scared to step into that dream and unleash that capiche to do what you choose to do. Because when you choose to do, you unhook the caboose or lose and hook up the engine to be the engineer of epiphanies. Because life is about striving in a new aliveness. And the world right now is so afraid to expand, it scares them to walk out the door. Well, be the one that, I am the one that walked out the door to soar and sapient, opening up fluence, revving up the people to see they can do it when they open up their eyes. And that's where we're at right now. Open up them hard eyes to fly because you're the one that has it and I'm the one that has it. But together, we can do it. That's why I write all my stuff in first person, because it's about engaging that energy and opening my eyes to live my sire desires to be free in everything. You know, when I opened up to this and I let, oh, poor me, this happened when I was 4 years old, go today, I opened up a Commodore of Soar, and I am the chief in my life, and I am the warrior, I am the titan, and I am the one that's going to engage in that inner sage to speak astute genius every day, because I'm speaking to me, and if other people want to hear it, that's fine with me. If they don't, that's fine with me. But the more the disapprove, the more approval I get within my sassy tenacity. My sassy tenacity does never wants approval. It's my followers, my sheeple people. The sheeple in me wants approval. That sassy tenacity asks for disapproval because you can't approve and go at the same time. And it's really about seeing life live, in the moment, visionary, and effrontery energy moving forward. Because I am Robert Ellen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching, and I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner to expand your life. And we will strive in aliveness when I choose to engage in disapproval of others, to stop being bothered by their nonsense, open out my strutting tenacity to walk through life, because I am willing and open to expand my wisdom with people. People are the asset of the world, and I understand that now. And yet, and as I open this up, I'm going to let... And my books are on my Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. and then written in rhymes to expand your life. And now I want to thank you and good night, and I'll be here next week. And we will see you, and thank you very much.